care.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Craig. Thank you for being here. God bless you, George. God bless us, everyone. Let's start off with a little look back, shall we? Because we have to look back in order to look forward. Yesterday's tomorrow is today's day. You guys have seen this. It made the rounds. I don't know how long ago this was. I think it was right before the draft. Was it the Tom Brady, Shador, Dion podcast or chat, video chat?
Yeah, I don't know when this was recorded, but I think Brady has some sound advice.
Brady has some sound advice, and it appears Dion actually is of sober mind here, too, because he's the one who brings up the subject in front of Shador. They're all in this chat together, and Dion asked Tom Brady, the GOAT, a question.
One question before I go, Tom, do you think a college kid needs a Phantom, like a Rolls Royce?
Nah, hey, it's not, a Rolls Royce. It's not a Phantom, it's a Rolls Royce Cullinan.
I think he needs to get his ass in the film room and spend as much time in there as possible.
Thank you,
less
Tom.
Less time in the car and more time in the film room.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
And I've seen you have one too, Tom. Don't think I've seen
I was just a rental. Hey, I had a few bucks in my pocket at that point. I'll see some car stories when we're together next time.
Oh, jeez.
So he saw Tom Brady once in a Rolls and figured,
yeah. Well, Tom has one. Yeah. So
after he'd won like five Super Bowls,
yes,
he got one.
So why can't I? This was before the draft, I should say. Just make that very clear. If Shador is acting like that after the draft, that would really be an odd choice. So even Dion has a take on whether Shador needs to calm it down a little bit. Which is good. I was worried that Dion was encouraging all that.
Let's not, well, okay.
Tom, let me ask you something.
For the last year, he's been telling teams they better be the right team that drafts his son or we're going to pull an Eli Manning.
Yeah, and for the last 21 years, he's been watching Dion's behavior.
Right.
Yes.
But my hope was that Dion knows you turn this on in front of people, but behind the scenes, you work and you make sure that you can cash the checks that your mouth and behavior's writing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm sure it like, yeah. appears that Shador wasn't quite doing that when it came to meeting with the teams and presenting himself well. It's like it's one thing to say things out in public in front of the press, but another thing to when you go in the meeting, when you're talking with the teams, you ought to make them want you at least.
Yeah. But he also had his draft breakdown of it's Travis Hunter and Shador. Those are your only two sure bets of all these guys.
Okay. We need to talk about a very important anniversary. It's not exactly a day of anniversary, but
exactly.
9 years ago, something very important happened. And that's the story of Candace Payne. Do y'all know her story?
Yes.
This, I don't offhand.
This is Chewbacca mom.
Oh!
That you guys fell for.
In honor of May the 4th that we just observed over the weekend, I figured we'd look back and...
Why did Junior get so mad at her? She was just laughing in her car one day.
Because I knew it was rehearsed, and you guys thought it was just this off-the-cuff.
No,
she happened to catch herself laughing.
Wasn't rehearsed. This was an impromptu Facebook Live that she... She broadcast out there in 2016.
It was her 12th attempt at an impromptu Facebook Live.
No, it was live. It was completely live. So she'd gone into a Kohl's and purchased a Chewbacca mask that made the Chewbacca sound. And she filmed herself, and it was funny, and the internet just went crazy over it.
The laughter to me sounded pretty natural.
Yeah.
Like it was a reaction to...
All right.
Tyler, I don't know if you can get that queued up in there, but... she was celebrating her birthday week at the time that this happened, when it went viral. And she posted it as a way to have a good laugh with her mom friends, because she was a stay-at-home mom. And she said, quote, she gave an exclusive interview, by the way, to People magazine on the ninth anniversary.
Oh.
She said, it wasn't an idea of this hitting the masses. this was actually, hey, I'm in the moment, and I've got about 5 minutes before I have to adult and pick up my kids from school. I didn't even know that privacy settings were a thing, that you could switch from public to private.
Please.
All of the, would you please let her finish her comment? Hey. All of those things were now integrations for this lady, who's a stay-at-home mom.
So that's very believable to me. Have you ever seen a mom try to navigate either Facebook or Instagram?
It's painful.
It's really painful.
So it,
not legit.
Oh my God. How do you know?
It's totally authentic. It's,
you know it's not.
It is. I do believe it is.
Chewbacca.
So she puts on that Chewbacca mask and she's laughing in her car. And it ended up being the most watched Facebook Live video of 2016. In commenting about it, she said, it was just this divine setup of God saying,
oh my God. Oh, this was God's
would
work.
Would you please? She was about to quote God, well, and then you jumped in.
I take it all back. I didn't realize this was divine intervention.
She said it was divine setup of God saying, quote, I'm going to introduce you to the world, and they're going to see what kind of person you are through this platform that doesn't really have any kind of attraction to it yet.
Who does Junior hate more, this woman or Sully?
I don't understand. Both of them are American heroes.
Heroes.
You are on my side, but you're pretending you're not.
No, I'm not on your side. I'm the complete opposite from your side. She says, when I go back and look at that moment, it just felt like two things are so paramount, and what happened was authentic and it was relatable.
Okay.
I feel like that is the common core piece for what the world really wants in social media.
Now
again,
back on Junior's side. I can't defend all of this, but the original moment I think was real.
You are reading all of this.
Sports hockey is I don't know what.
You are reading this, number one, because you want to push my buttons, and number two, because you agree with
pusher.
Me.
I've never been a button
And you
pusher.
Want me to say everything about her ridiculous statement here that you want to say,
okay,
but you're afraid
BS.
To.
Yes, that is such BS. Pain, Candace, quickly became a global sensation, catapulting her into the spotlight in ways she never anticipated. She recalls the reaction when she realized that her viral moment was mentioned in Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet movie.
Oh.
In that film, Ralph is brainstorming topics that do well online, and among the topics is Chewbacca dad, and he explains it's like Chewbacca mom but a daddy. Candace said, quote, I'm sitting here going, am I part of Disney canon now in some weird way?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and now my kids are going to watch a movie and my grandkids are going to watch that and see my viral moment made it into a Disney film.
I'm telling you guys,
if she just would have come out and said it was a goofy moment. I can't believe it went viral, but whatever. But
well,
all
she's
this
reflective
stuff,
about it. I mean, it's been 9 years.
Okay,
she can have some kind of philosophical outlook.
You can
on
wrap it.
It
up in 8 seconds. It was a goofy moment. I can't believe it. It says something about our world that this somehow went worldwide.
She did carpool karaoke with James Corden and J.J. Abrams.
Man, I am so satisfied right now because I was on to her from second one.
She can't help it if people like her.
She's still commenting. She said, quote, I know it's proverbial, but it's taken me about 9 years to unmask and to really figure out who I am behind that moment to where I am healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. She said she's never been in the physical health that she's currently in.
That's great.
So that's a positive thing, right?
This is worth every penny.
It brought me happiness,
you know,
that video.
It did, me too.
I consider the two of you to be very smart guys, and I can't
I'm
believe you fell for this.
Yeah, George admits that.
Yeah, I admit I'm not that smart. But
he'll tell you.
I consider
I remember
the two of you to be at
ago,
least moderately smart guys, and I can't believe you fell for this.
I remember sitting down 9 years ago and sitting with my son and my mom, my wife.
Uh-oh, his Freudian slip there.
His mama. And we watched it. We all laughed. We
all died it was laughing. Laughter is contagious. Right. And seeing a nice.
Stop it.
What? Stop what? We're trying to spread
stop
joy.
Being Little Red Riding Hood over there.
What does that
laughter
mean?
Laughter is contagious.
What does that mean? Anyway.
Look, I'm happy if some people found it fun and gave them a laugh. That's
okay.
Fine.
Right. Worldwide, they just they stop did. Your statement there.
I'm just saying that
he
if you look
stop his statement,
at
he?
The root of what was behind that performance.
He barely even brake checked even a little bit. He had to keep plowing through.
It's suddenly not quite as funny. I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Anyway, happy birthday to Chewbacca Mom, who turns 9 today.
All right.